It was nice to go out in a nice suit because we used to have our suits made. You, because of the subcultural thing of it, couldn't walk into a shop and buy what we wanted. So we used to get our clothes made. So we used to go to Burton's, which would have clothes for office workers, but also you would pick your materials and then they'd measure you up and you would order a bespoke suit. That was the soul, that was the precursor to the Northern Soul thing, and it was Trojan reggae calypso, as it were. Yeah. But a lot of the 70s fashions in the around the ska and reggae scene were derived from the 50s, really. It's the obsession with America. It's with the first teenage culture, when teenagers actually had disposable income. Started going to university. So that preppy sort of look with sweatshirts, jeans and all the rest of it. And then the rock and roll teenage culture, you know, with the hair, the quiffs and everything. You know, you see people in feral sweaters now. Again, the Jamaicans used to wear suits with a pork pie hat. But the pork pie hat became more prevalent in the later 70s with groups like the Specials, you know, the two-tone. That was the sort of culture I was involved with. But alongside it also ran what you might call a California culture, which was the prog rock, you know, the flowery shirts and the long hair and the, you know, the porno star mustaches and the big round glasses and all the rest. So it ran alongside it. So what you would see on television would be what I would call a California culture, with the flares and all the rest of it. Most people wore was our culture, where we was taken from Jamaica. Jamaican basically was all down to music. You know what I mean? If you were into, I'm going to San Francisco or whatever, wear the hippie clothes. If you went out on an evening, drank beer and danced all night, you know, you'd wear your three-piece suit or your jeans and your jean jacket, an open-neck shirt and a pair of brogues. If you look at the mod revival thing, pretty much like that. It was fairly narrow lapels, fairly high, with three buttons. And the one thing I do remember is that you have a vent in the back of your jacket, and the length of that would vary. Sometimes a short vent would be fashionable, and other times a really long vent would be fashionable. It was typical of working class dress. Generally speaking, they would wear a pair of flare jeans and some form of top. So you were definitely identified. If you were in town and you were wearing a three-button suit with shiny shoes, shirt and a tie, all the rest of it, you were definitely stood out from, it wasn't part of the mainstream. There were very few shops in as well. I mean, Topshop was new in the 70s. Next came in, I think, in the late 70s. A lot of people would probably go to Marks and Spencers or places like that, believe it or not. And then there were lots of independent shops, but there's very, very little variety. Very little variety, which is why we got our clothes made. When I left the Soul Boy thing, and I got more into the romantic, glamorous part of the 70s music-wise, which was where Roxy Music came along, which were very avant-garde. And then you got David Bowie as well, who sort of broke a few taboos with the way that he dressed, his hair, and the sexuality of his songs and all the rest of it. It was fairly smart. You used to go out in an evening fairly smart, but the style changed. Instead of it being going from what you might call a fairly strict look, you know, with the three buttons, narrow trousers and all the rest of it, I had a cream double-breasted suit with a blue tie with white polka dots on, you know, and you would wear if you could afford it, a fake gold watch, you know. I mean, you didn't realise it was fake because you were only a kid then. It was more flash. You got your clothes custom made. The only suits you could buy would be what people would wear for work. Its suits were in fashion in the 70s up until probably the mid-70s. And then, again, music-led, you started getting garage bands and the punk scene started to emerge. So suits virtually died a death from about 76. Up and towards the end, then you started getting into the new romantic era. Mm. A bit more glamorous fashion started coming back. In the punk bit, I was a bit too old for punk, I felt at the time. Mm. So yeah, I would wear, be like, cargo trousers, cargo pants, a pair of Doc Martens and a T-shirt. So you used to actually go to the Army and Navy stores and buy actual ex-Army combat pants. So it was a very mixed pair. Up to the mid-70s, you had the soul and Jamaican stuff. When you started getting more homespun music, British music, in so much as like New Wave, the Sheffield stuff, which was electronic and industrial,